May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the sixth Sunday of Easter. My name is Beth Lynch, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and praise our God. We hope you will feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Thy Strong Word, hymn number 328, verses 1 through 4 in Lutheran Worship.
Good morning. Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. It's the sixth Sunday of Easter, Memorial Day weekend as well. It's our tradition here on Memorial Day weekend to take a few moments to give thanks to God for all of those folks, past and present, from our congregation who have served. And so just a little while, we'll be doing the honor roll of all those folks, and then singing the battle hymn, excuse me, of the Republic. So just stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up. It's not only the sixth Sunday of Easter, but it's also the day that Sue Bloom is back. I heard you, Sue. What a wonderful sound that was from the front. It's wonderful to hear everybody singing. But very noticeable when you're not here. So welcome back. We know you haven't been feeling well for quite some time, but we're so happy to hear you. You and Grace, you know, you too, when you sing, you keep it alive for us. But so good to see you and to hear you this morning. So welcome back. We're going to follow the order of service as it is before you in your worship bulletin. We'll continue now with the confession and the absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins, is a called and ordained servant of the word. I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone. You alone are the Most High Jesus.
Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another in the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, God Bless Our Native Land, hymn number 497 in Lutheran Worship. The lector this morning is Jeff Schuler. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us.
The first reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight to Samothrace, and the next day we went to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the woman who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 67 as it's printed in your worship bulletin. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all the nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, God. May all the people praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. The second reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 and 22, to chapter 22, verse 5.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great streets of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
I invite you to please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 23 through 29. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat. We'll continue with the choir anthem.
Thank you.
now as we sing our sermon hymn, Lord, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word, hymn number 334 in Lutheran Worship.
So I think we have to have a congregational vote on the spot right now. That choir piece that they just sang, right? Beautiful, simple. I think it needs to be sung at every baptism we have here. Okay, Lois?
Only if the people join.
That just might be the thing that gets them. I don't know. That was fantastic. I didn't want to forget, and I knew I would maybe forget it at the end of the service. So that was remarkable, but beautiful, beautiful, very simple, but just remarkable. So you second? All right, we got a second. All right. Anyway, thank you, choir, Lois. The text that I chose this morning for the sermon is John 14, 23 through 29. That's the gospel reading that I read for you just a few moments ago. There once was this doctor, and the doctor decided that he was going to do a survey for every patient that came into his office. And so when they would come in for an appointment, they were handed the slip of paper, and on that slip of paper there were all kinds of different questions, information that the doctor wanted. But one of the questions that the doctor had listed and put on that list was, what is your number one wish? An interesting question for a doctor to ask, but I guess he was interested. So, if you were asked that question, how would you answer? What's your number one wish?
No more paperwork.
No more paperwork. What'd you say? Good health? Okay. Understanding. Mm-hmm. What else?
No more worries.
No more worries. Right? That'd be something.
Bacon
was
diet food.
Huh? Bacon was diet food. Everybody agree? Yeah. Charmaine? A peaceful world. Yeah. 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 Anybody else?
Take me home.
Take you home. In God's good time. What'd you say? Somebody said, huh?
No, I just said don't rush it.
That's a tough one, isn't it? When you know what awaits you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hard. What do you know? It'll come in the Lord's good time. All right. What else? Anybody else? What'd you say? Spoken like a true college kid. 8 hours of sleep when during classes. Yeah, yeah, well, they're working you hard, huh? That a boy. Training you up for the world. That's all right. That's all right. All right. Wait till kids come. I never forgot my mom telling me that when Brandon was born. The first, obviously, Brandon being the first, she says, "Get ready for to never sleep another full night of your life for the rest of your life." I never forgot that, and it's true. And Adeline is really testing it right now, by the way. Anyway, going back to this survey, I suppose like us in here, there were all different kinds of answers. I suspect that one of the answers that the doctor did not receive was bacon as diet food, but we'll take that one. But of all of the surveys, of all of the people that submitted, 67% of the people answered they wished to have peace. And maybe, Charmaine, it's peace in the world, as I think about it in a very general sense, a peaceful world. But maybe as they were sitting in their doctor's office in a place where someone is there to care for them and to take care for them, they were expressing to him that very, very deep need that they just needed some resolve in their minds, in their souls. 67% of those people desired peace. And that's hard to disagree with, isn't it? You know, who of us in this place, who of us listening over the radio this morning, doesn't long for peace? And for some people, maybe we've even found ourselves feeling that way at times, for some people, peace can feel as though it's very easily stolen or impossible by the things that we sometimes face or endure in life. Worry, stress, the general rush of life, lack of confidence, and on and on and on. There's all kinds of things that can have us feeling that we're lacking peace at times. And peace for some people, I suppose, well, it can be a lifelong quest. And for some, it may never be found because it's not sought in the right place. And that brings me to the gospel for today. In the gospel today, we see Jesus with his disciples. And what we learn from the gospel today is that Jesus is preparing to depart from them to return to the Father. Now just imagine yourselves as one of those disciples right now. Put yourself in their place, in their shoes. Understandably, it had to be a very, very difficult moment for them. For them, they were maybe experiencing those feelings of being left alone. The thought of losing someone that was so near and dear to them. Not having someone at their disposal that they looked up to. Having to say farewell for a little while to someone that was loving and assuring and a remarkable teacher. Remarkable example for them. How unsettling it must have been. And I suppose as they considered these circumstances, they considered what was before them, maybe they wondered, where are we going to find peace? What are we going to do about our loneliness? Maybe we can relate to that. Maybe we can find ourselves feeling that way. But here's the thing. The reality was, while Jesus was preparing to leave, they'd never be alone. They would never be left to those circumstances. they would never be left to feel as though they needed to despair. You see, they would never be without peace. And the same goes for you and me. Now, left to ourselves and left to those circumstances that we sometimes find ourselves in, if that were it, I suppose then we would be lacking. We would have no peace. Hearts heavy, no hope. Be beyond us, out of our reach. But like those disciples, you and me are given that same promise that we aren't alone. You and I are pointed to our Savior, Jesus. Death-defeating Savior, life-giving Savior, who came so that you and I might forever know His presence and His love and peace. A Savior who too gives to us the gift of the Spirit, our Comforter, the One who points us in those moments when we do feel down, in those moments when maybe we do feel as though we're despairing, how that Spirit goes to work in our hearts and points us to this, our Jesus. How the Spirit works in you and me, directs us, guides us, and gives to us this faith, remarkable faith that you and I have. A faith that's ours. A faith that can never be taken from you and me. And a faith that is always pointed to Christ and Christ alone. And to have Christ, is to have peace. To know Jesus is to forever know peace. Have you ever found yourself wondering what it would be like without faith? Did you ever think about it? Well, that's good that you don't. As I've encountered people in circumstances over the years and in trying situations, I've come to know some people who struggle with their faith and come to experience people in those trying times reaching for other things. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. I can't. I can't imagine, like you, what it would be like without this most remarkable gift of faith that we've been given. I can't imagine having to endure some of the circumstances that we find ourselves in from day to day apart from this most remarkable gift. But the sad reality is there are people who are trying. There are people that are on that endless quest to try to find peace. And they're looking in all different kinds of places. And of course, the world pulls and says peace can be found here, peace can be found there. But the reality is, there is no lasting peace outside of this gift of faith in Christ Jesus that you and I have been given. Thanks be to God for this faith of ours. Thanks be to God for the peace and the companionship that is ours in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God for the forgiveness and the life that comes to us each and every day through Him. And what a weight that's lifted off of us just in that alone. Thanks be to God for this peace that is ours in Christ Jesus, a peace unlike the world could give. a peace that is able to calm our hearts when the storm waves are pounding and pounding and pounding against us. Thanks be to God for the peace that is ours in Christ Jesus, a peace that reminds you and me that there is nothing at all, as Paul so beautifully says in Romans 8, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And thanks be to God for the peace in knowing that we are forever connected to our best friend and our Savior, that we have a home with Him one day in that mansion that He prepared just for us. People long for peace. Peace is searched out in so many different ways. But today, for you and me, the answer is clear. Jesus Himself is the peace that we need. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. This is peace. True peace. A peace that calms the mind. A peace that calms the soul. And a peace that is ours forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by John and Jane Marone, in honor of all the military personnel who have given their lives for our country. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
In addition to those who are printing their prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer for Laura Tyrone as she's recovering from surgery. For Ed After Buffalo, who also is recovering from surgery this week. We say a special word of prayer for the Sabadash family as they mourn the death of Suzanne's sister, Virginia. A special word of prayer for Mike Durning. Mike called me yesterday and informed me that he's continuing to have some cardiac-related issues. And they've actually scheduled open-heart surgery for him in July. So please keep Mike in your prayers. For Donna Morawski, Donna is experiencing some health-related issues as well. We say a special word of prayer, prayer of thanksgiving, on behalf of Nina Kyle and her husband Gary, who were married here on Friday afternoon. And last but not least, a word of prayer for John Huey's friend Eric Miller. A few weeks back, we prayed for Charmaine, that God would give to her dancing legs as she was in a Zoom-a-thon. Remember that? Well, today we're praying for John's friend Eric. He's running his first 5K. What is it? Oh, the how long is it? 26 miles. This man needs prayers for sure. I didn't realize 26 miles. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're praying for Eric, John's friend, that he discovers a car. No. No, for Eric, John's friend. He's running the Buffalo Marathon, 26 miles. What a remarkable thing. But the circumstances that are behind it are what make it extremely significant for Eric and for John. Eric's son, unfortunately, was struck by a vehicle. John was a paramedic at that time that responded to the call. It did please our Lord to take Eric's son home. And so Eric is running this marathon in memory of his son. So we pray that God would give to him strength, that God would bring a refreshment to his heart and his mind as he remembers his son and rejoices in the new life that his son has. Let's pray. For the saving peace of Christ among the nations, for the church here and throughout the world, and for those who serve her in Christ's name, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the grace of the Spirit to awaken us and all people to repentance and faith, and for courage to sustain us in the faith through days of trouble and trial, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who serve us in Christ's name, and deliver to us the fruits of his redeeming work, and for those who will hear and heed his call to service in this generation, for the Mahal, Menard, Meyer, Melam, and Miski families, and all others from our congregation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For good leaders and good government in this and in every place, for police, emergency personnel, and disaster relief workers, and for the members of the armed forces who defend us, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For a long memory to recall those who gave the full measure of their devotion to our country and served faithfully until death in the protection of our freedom and in defense of our land, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the lonely, for the troubled in mind and heart, for the poor, for the homeless, and for those who have lost hope and become prisoners to despair, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the ill, the grieving, and the dying, especially today, we name with our voices Laura and Ed, the Sabadash family, Mike, Donna. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletins, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. For the grace to sustain them in their hour of need, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray a special word of prayer this morning for Nina and her husband Gary, who were married here on Friday, that God would continue to shower them with blessings as they begin their lives together as one. Help them to model your love in all situations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray today for Eric, that God would give to him the strength that he needs to endure and carry out this marathon that he is running. Give to him strength. Give to him a heart that's filled with joy for the opportunity to live out the memory of his son. Also, Lord, we pray that you would bring to his heart and his mind a peace that only you can bring, a peace that points him to life in these circumstances that surround the death of his son. Help him to be comforted in the life that his son now has with you. Also bring that same comfort to John and any of those emergency workers who were with him that day, that they might know your presence just as well and know the certainty of life in the resurrection with you. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who bring gifts of worship and praise, and for the tithes and offerings given in thanksgiving for the glory of God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us with the sign of faith, that the Lord may soon bring us to be with them, and all those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, I'm going to invite you to have a seat as I read off the names. At the conclusion of the reading of the names of the folks from our congregation, I will invite you to stand. We'll join together in singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Charmaine after Buffalo. Edward after Buffalo. Jerry Barber. Norm Barros. Edward Bartell. Russell Becker. Arthur L. Benson. Richard Benson. Jerome J. Bernfeld, Jr. Jerome J. Bernfeld, Sr. Charles Blackwell. Stephen Blackwell. Del Bloom. Fred Bloom. Mike Bloom. Tom Bloom. David Borowski. John Borowski. William Borowski. Richard Brandenberger. Melvin Braun. Russell G. Braun. Dale Breister. Jim Brennan. Eric Brown. Milton Brown. Robert Chapman. Dennis Christ. Mark Christ. Ronald Christ. Elmer Clugston. Kenneth Clugston. Brett Coakley. Dan Coakley, Jr. David E. Coffin. Edward Collins. Lee Varga Tricklinski. Harold Dutchlander. Herman Dutchlander. Wayne Dutchlander. Fred Dittmar. Harry Dittmar. Paul Dittmar. John Durso. Brian W. Angler. Robert W. Angler. Gary Erickson. John Erickson. Joseph Erickson. Ken Erickson. Larry Erickson. Dorothy Fall. Michael Ferraro. Chester C. Flick. John Frigale. Ed Friedrich. Gerald Garrison. Ted Goga. Jay Hansen. Robert Harrington. Donald Hongs. Gary Hillman. Wayne Holliday, Jr. Arthur Holtz. John Huey. Harold Hutchinson. Carl Heiberg. Donald Kelm. David Kless. Walter Kloss. John Kozlowski, Jr. Lawrence Crable. Milton Lang. James Lasanti. Judith Lewinicht. Cody Lewis. Edwin Lorenz. Kenneth Lorenz, Richard Lund, Arthur Mapes, Kenneth Marino, Jeff Marone, Edward Mao, Don McKee, Kenneth McKee, Albert W. Meyer, Linda McLaughlin, Chuck McLaughlin, Ralph Miesner, Crystal Messina, David Orth, David Ostrom, Raymond Over, James Perry, Jim Possinger, John Post, John Preston, James Prinelli, Michael Rackley, Guy Ramey, Leonard Radicek, Ernie Reitzel, Robert Rich, Larry Reinfuss, Dale Robinson, Paul Rowell, Anthony Russell, Richard Sabadash, Fran Salzler, Ken Shepard, Jack Schuer, Leroy F. Schliebisch Jr., John Schuler, John M. Schuler Jr., Cindy Schwartz, Edwin Seeger, Wayne Schaefer, John Sietzma, Nadine Sietzma, Richard Skrapsky, Carol Varga Smith, Harold Sprague, Martin Spring, Richard Stender, Fred Surface, Randy Surface, John Sweeney, Donald Seimer, Laverne Seimer, Orton Seimer Jr., Kimberly Thiel, Ralph F. Thorpe, Justin Thurner, Richard Thurner Sr., Tracy Thurner, Emil Tishy, John Tyrone, Robert Tomac, George Varga, Carol Varga Smith, Ronald Warner, Laura Friedrich Whaley, Rudy Wilzak, Kenneth Wilson, Richard A. Wolf Jr., Michael Weselek, Gregory Yaskow, and Daniel Zika. Please stand. Mine eyes have seen.
John's, we're glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Beth Lynch, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Please have a seat for a quick moment. Good morning again. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you this morning. I do hope that you have been blessed in your time here. Quick couple of things before you go. Last week, just a quick, very, very special thank you to everybody who helped out with the chicken barbecue, everybody who participated in the chicken barbecue. There were over 300 chickens, I think, that were sold. Profit about $1,400 is what I heard from the barbecue. So thanks for that. Larry, thanks for coordinating all of the stuff with God's Rods. If you were here, you saw that remarkable car that they brought. I don't know what kind of car it was. It was a Chevy of some sort. I said it kind of looked like a hearse. What was it? A 55 sedan hearse. That's what it looked like. It looked like a hearse. But I don't know, but it was neat. The decoration, the theme of that car, if you didn't see it, was Son of God, and then airbrushed on the car were all these different scenes from the life and ministry of Jesus. I posted it up to the St. John's Facebook page, but I will try to get it up on the website if you're not on the Facebook scene. I'll try to get it up on the website so you can see that car. It was pretty, pretty cool. So anyway, thanks for last weekend to everybody who made that a success. This is the last week for geraniums. If you're looking to place an order for geraniums to put on the chancel for Pentecost, sign-up sheet is up on the bulletin board. Just get your name on that sheet. Let us know how many you want, and we'll make sure that they're ordered for you. As you came in today, you probably saw there are some extra plants from the plant sale. If you're interested in those, you can grab those before you go. They're $2 a pack, $3 a pot. So just grab what you want. There's a little envelope sitting there. Just stick the money in there, and then that'll get applied to the plant sale. Lois asked me just to remind everyone that we are taking down the butterflies today after the 11:15 service. So anybody that can be here to help out with getting those butterflies down for a little bit after the service, that would be great. So say your farewells to the butterflies. Till next Easter, they're going to go hibernate now. So those are coming down. Last thing I want to mention is just a word of thanks to John Marone. John went and purchased, surprised us this week with a brand new flag for the church. So that was put on this past week. Tom took care of that, but John and Jane Marone purchased us a new flag. A flag that was up there, who knows how old that was. It was kind of faded, and so John and Jane noticed it and thought that it would be nice to have a nice crisp and fresh new flag for Memorial Day. So if you see them, make sure you thank them for that. So it was a nice gift for us. Anything else for the good of the group? Your journals are out there, by the way, if you want your journals. They're not on the table where they usually are because of the plants, but it's up by the guest book. So just grab your journal before you go. Okay? All good? All right. Have a blessed week, everyone. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.